today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, good morning. I'm here at the American Freedom Network. With us this morning is Andrew Skousen. We're going to cover the World Affairs Brief as put out by Andrew's dad, Joel Skousen. Hi, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Pleasure to be with you.
It's nice to have you, and remember now we're going to take off next week. We're going to have a vacation on the 5th of July, long weekend, but we're looking forward to the program this morning. Tell us what we're going to be covering.
Great. Sounds good, Dr. Stan. Well, the big story this week is a further analysis of the spy scandal. Although the revelations of near-total NSA snooping has prompted only moderate outrage among Americans, there is a palpable hatred and disgust rising in other countries for the U.S. government's total disregard for privacy and sovereignty by spying on them in the same way. For decades, the U.S. has claimed to be the defender of right in the world, invading and occupying countries in the name of democracy and acting as the world's policeman. Foreigners have long viewed these U.S. pretensions as arrogant and brazen hypocrisy after the many revelations of CIA manipulations, secret prisons, renditions, false pretenses in the phony war on terror, and using NATO alliances to further the globalist agenda. Now, in the wake of the NSA spying scandal, goodwill toward America has evaporated, and many in Europe are even railing against their own governments for colluding with and covering for U.S. covert agencies. The reason the Snowden case is so important is not the revelations that the NSA has been spying domestically for years, but that he has provided documents that prove it, undermining the government's normal denials and lies. If only the rest of the leaked material would be revealed, we would get more action to stop this infringement on our privacy. The world press is certainly enjoying the spectacle of seeing the U.S. government fail to get its way as China and Russia engage in diplomatic delays and word games to evade handing over NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden to the U.S. for prosecution on espionage charges, which is highly inappropriate at this stage. Snowden is not guilty of spying for any enemy of the U.S., unless, of course, the U.S. government considers us, the recipients of his revelations, as the enemy. As far as we know, Snowden has only revealed illegal government acts to the free citizens of the world, which is a moral imperative, not a crime. The real criminal is the U.S. government, and Europe is rightly outraged about being one of the victims of U.S. spying. Germany's top political magazine, Der Spiegel, claimed that, quote, Europe must protect itself from America. Is Barack Obama a friend? Revelations about his government's vast spying program call that into doubt. The European Union must protect the continent from America's reach for omnipotence. We are being watched all the time and everywhere, and it is the Americans who are doing the watching. On Tuesday, the head of the largest and most all-encompassing surveillance system ever invented is coming for a visit. If Barack Obama is our friend, then we really don't need to be terribly worried about our enemies. End quote for now. Der Spiegel had nothing but derision for German Interior Minister Hans-Peter Friedrich, who rushed to the NSA's defense saying, that's not how you treat friends. But as Craig Roberts wrote, quote, Friedrich's reaction is only paradoxical on the surface and can be explained by looking at geopolitical realities. The U.S. is, for the time being, the only global power, and as such, it is the only true sovereign state in existence. All others are dependent either as enemies or allies. And because most prefer to be allies, politicians, Germany's included, prefer to grin and bear it. End quote. Der Spiegel also decries the fact that Germany has become a vassal state of the Americans. Quote, German citizens should be able to expect that their government will protect them from spying by foreign governments. But the German Interior Minister says instead, "We are grateful for the excellent cooperation with U.S. Secret Services. Friedrich didn't even try to cover up his own incompetence on the surveillance issue. Everything we know about it, we have learned from the media," he said. The head of the country's domestic intelligence agency, Hans-Georg Maaßen, was not any more enlightened. "I don't know anything about it," he said. And Justice Minister Sabine Leutheiser-Schnarrenberger was also apparently in the dark. "These reports are extremely unsettling," she said, end quote. The German people are rightly upset with this kind of obsequious behavior from their government. While elsewhere, China and Russia were having a heyday playing havoc with U.S. attempts to capture Snowden. Chinese-controlled Hong Kong delayed the processing of U.S. extradition papers due to supposed technical issues, and by waiting until just before the deadline to pose additional questions about Snowden's full name. Even though the U.S. revoked Snowden's passport, Hong Kong officials provided Snowden with exit papers necessary to board an Aeroflot plane to Moscow. Russia used the technical status of an airport transit area to claim Snowden wasn't on Russian soil, so they could claim he wasn't under their jurisdiction. Many Americans visualized Snowden camping out on benches at the transit terminal, sort of like Tom Hanks was forced to do in the movie The Terminal, a story about someone stranded for days in the airport. But unlike American airports, where everyone arriving from overseas has to pass through customs on their way to another airline flight, in many international airports, you can land and not enter the country while staying within the terminals that are designed with limited facilities for people in transit. In the Moscow Sheremetyevo Airport, there are so-called capsule hotel rooms available in the transit terminal, basically oversized sleeping cubicles like an overnight train compartment. While Snowden was observed trying to rent one such capsule the first night, he disappeared after booking a succession of flights to Havana, which he didn't show up for. Dozens of reporters were on that first flight to Havana, expecting to chronicle Snowden's flight and maybe perhaps get an interview. When Snowden didn't show, they quickly jumped ship and are hanging out at the terminal waiting for his appearance. In short, there's no place for Snowden to hide in this public transit terminal unless the Russians are facilitating his hiding elsewhere. President Vladimir Putin dismissed U.S. threats and criticism for hiding Snowden as ravings and rubbish. In any case, Putin was adamant that Russia would not deliver up Snowden to the U.S., using the limp excuse of having no extradition treaty with the U.S. It is my suspicion that Russia and China talked together about the Snowden dilemma while he was still in Hong Kong and decided to move him to Russia knowing that there would be significant delays in sorting out the asylum issue. Why else would Snowden fly to asylum in South America via Moscow, which is the wrong direction? Because only Russia and China were big enough in stature and military prowess to defy the U.S., and China had already done its part by getting Hong Kong to allow for Snowden's escape. The asylum issue gets sticky. So Russia is now acting the role of protector.
Andrew, we'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and the question is, what is this whole issue of Snowden about? Well, if you listen to our programs regularly, or you listen to Joel Skousen's Reader's Reports, you'll know that the government has been spying on us for a long time, long before the 9/11 attack, long before the war on terrorism. They had their system set up by which they could monitor everything we said and record it, and we've known this and we've been telling you this. So why all this issue about Snowden? Certainly the war on terrorism is phony. The Twin Towers came down. It was a controlled demolition. They had to kill those Americans so they could justify going to war in Afghanistan. All you need to do is watch Building 7 come down half a dozen times, see how the center of the roof caves in first, and the base of the building goes, controlled demolition. It was a matter of murder. So why are they making such a big issue about certainly Snowden's telling you, the public, exactly what Joel and I and others have been telling you for a long time? You have a lawless government that is controlled by people who have a different agenda, and they're keeping dossiers on every citizen in preparation for a coming dictatorship. So why the issue with Snowden? Just simply because he had documents to prove this? People in other countries knew what was going on. It's only the American people who didn't want to admit that our government has been taken over. The electoral process is a fraud. A subversive group controls our government and is monitoring every one of you out there, and has been monitoring me for years. So pick up the story, Andrew.
That's right, Dr. Stan. And so now, of course, there's this back and forth going on about Snowden. And the asylum issue that he's working for is kind of getting sticky. Russia is now acting the role of protector as Snowden's search for asylum drags on. But this was not an easy decision either. Not only does he have to find a country who wants to defy the U.S. openly and take the consequences in economic and trade sanctions, but it has to be a country that has a powerful enough secret police force to thwart U.S. black ops attempts to come in and kidnap Snowden. A similar situation occurred with Chip Tatum. Snowden has reams of secrets he has squirreled away in safekeeping with other WikiLeaks types who will threaten to reveal them if the U.S. tries to make Snowden disappear. But that kind of protection, basically reverse blackmail, doesn't always work with someone as powerful as the dark side of the U.S. government. Chip Tatum worked for the dark side of the CIA during the 80s in the government's drugs, cash, and weapons pipeline during the Iran-Contra affair. He and others like Barry Seal and Terry Reid were betrayed by the agency. But Tatum, anticipating his betrayal, had kept back a secret cache of embarrassing material documenting the CIA involvement, and bragged openly in interviews about how he was untouchable by government owing to the threat of the truce he held. But it only protected him for a little while. Tatum was eventually kidnapped by government contractors, tortured, and forced to reveal where he kept the secrets. The secrets were vacuumed up, and Tatum's collaborators in truth were silenced. Then Tatum's body badly mutilated from torture, washed up on a Panama beach, to send a message to others who would dare defy the evil empire.
If I could interrupt there, for our listeners who never heard of Chip Tatum, I interviewed Chip before he was captured by the government and tortured to death. If you'd like to hear my interview with Chip Tatum, it's in our 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins, where I interview government assassins. They're all dead now. At least two of them are dead. And the third, I don't know what happened to him. He tracked down the fellow who was paid to kill General Patton. We're not talking about something imaginary. We're talking about something real. Yes, they do have paid assassins. Chip Tatum was a government assassin. Of course, he was given the contract to kill a presidential candidate, and he refused to do that. And as a result, he was on the outs with the establishment. He was asked or told to kill Ross Perot, and he wouldn't do it. But you remember when Ross Perot was running for president, and then he dropped out because he said there was a plot to kill him and his family, and everybody ridiculed him. And old Rush Limbaugh ridiculed Ross Perot, saying that he was going to be assassinated. This was a fellow who was paid to assassinate him and didn't do it. And Chip Tatum paid a terrible, terrible price. The 4-CD set, Deadly Assassins. You need to get it. You need to know what's really going on in the world and the powerful forces that control our government today that have no respect for law. Go right ahead.
Thanks for that background, Dr. Stan. That was very interesting. Glenn Greenwald is the reporter from The Guardian who broke this NSA scandal, and he's a U.S. citizen living in Brazil with his gay lover. After receiving the top-secret documents from Snowden, he reportedly told his partner in Brazil via Skype that he would send him copies of the top-secret documents. He supposedly never sent them, but 2 days later, their apartment there in Brazil was broken into, and only the partner's laptop was stolen. Joel says, I doubt the computer had Snowden's stolen files, but it's clear to all that the CIA can reach out anywhere and touch people. Of course, Snowden isn't a former black ops guy and is capable of generating more public sympathy. This is probably his most effective deterrent against a government hit. Owing to the embarrassment the U.S. is already suffering, it's hard to think the U.S. would be stupid enough to kill Snowden and cement its evil empire reputation even further. Unfortunately, the U.S. has other ways of making life unbearable that don't involve killing. Snowden is therefore actively seeking asylum in a country he thinks will not succumb to U.S. pressure, such as Ecuador and Venezuela. Both of these have far leftist presidents that are hostile to the U.S., but even that tactic is fraught with problems. Ecuador, according to its own internal laws, cannot grant asylum until the subject person is on Ecuadorian territory, either in Ecuador proper or being housed in one of the country's embassies. Julian Assange, for example, has been holed up in Ecuador's London embassy for about a year. But he can't very well escape to Ecuador lest he risk arrest the minute he exits the embassy. There are also physical limitations to any country's ability to house dissenters in embassies, and they are reluctant to do that. Washington is already turning the screws on Ecuador by threatening Ecuador's duty-free trade status with the U.S. Ecuadorian government spokesman Fernando Alvarado stiffly replied that Ecuador bows to no pressure or threats. Even though it would cost Ecuador dearly in lost agriculture and floral export revenue to the U.S., Venezuela could also be threatened with a boycott of oil exports to the U.S., but the U.S. would be shooting itself in the foot and force Americans to pay even higher fuel prices. Besides, Ecuador and Venezuela would have no trouble marketing their oil elsewhere, especially to China. Snowden has thought of Iceland, too, which successfully shafted the big banks by declaring a national default on its debt and is now rebuilding their economy without that huge debt. Of course, when you stick it to the globalists, they have ways of taking revenge much later. So don't be surprised if you see Iceland suffer for their comeuppance in the future. Iceland is already host to WikiLeaks' home base, and WikiLeaks has submitted an asylum request there on Snowden's behalf and is actively guiding the flight of Snowden from U.S. persecution, from U.S. prosecution. He is accompanied by WikiLeaks legal advisor, the Briton Sarah Harrison, during his travels. Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder whose group is assisting in Snowden's concealment, claimed on a conference call to know Snowden's location, but would only say that he is healthy and safe. Fox News said that Assange and his colleagues accuse the U.S. of trying to bully other nations into turning him over, claiming Snowden can potentially claim refugee status. Though the U.S. revoked Snowden's passport, Assange revealed that Snowden was supplied with a refugee document that he left Hong Kong by the Ecuadorian government, allowing him to travel. The Ecuadorian government has denied issuing Snowden any travel documents. 21st Century Wire, though, commented on the relative merits of both nations. It wrote, quote, Ecuador's foreign minister announced yesterday it could take months to decide on Snowden's asylum case, leaving him in limbo effectively, stuck in a Russian transit wing with an annulled and invalid U.S. passport. 21st Century Wire already indicated 2 days ago that Snowden's plan A has always been Iceland. So it's possible that this mystery jet, which has landed in Reykjavik early this morning, might well have been ferrying the NSA whistleblower extraordinaire to his new wiki bunker in Iceland. End quote. The plane was a Russian Sukhoi Superjet 100-95 chartered flight, whose nation of origin was removed from flight data on the airline tracking site FlightRadar24.com. That same site has also been known to omit identifying tags from U.S. military chemtrailing aircraft. So we know government obviously has some control over this website. The question is now, is Snowden actually at the Russian airport awaiting asylum negotiations? Joel says, I doubt it. The Daily Telegraph published this report, quote, The Daily Telegraph and other media scoured Sheremetyevo's three southern terminals on Wednesday, but airport staff, receptionists at a capsule hotel, policemen, Russian consular officials, and passengers all claimed they had not seen the American, end quote. There's a receptionist at a capsule hotel in the transit zone who said Snowden looked at the prices there on Sunday, then left. So where would he go, unless Russia has provided some safe house outside the airport? 21st Century Wire concludes, quote, So no press have actually seen Ed Snowden in Moscow. It seems that this high-profile whistleblower's public status is still being managed by Icelandic-based organization WikiLeaks. It appears that WikiLeaks is acting as a media liaison of sort, giving press updates on Snowden's alleged status in Moscow. Could WikiLeaks be running the PR smoke and mirrors cover for their cyber hero Snowden, a potential asset and golden goose for the organization? Could all of the press flares be misdirection by WikiLeaks in order to conceal his flight to Iceland? End quote. Anything is possible, but Ecuador is still in the running too. On Thursday, Ecuador formally renounced its trade pact with the U.S., paving the way to get out from under the U.S. threat of termination. That could indicate that they intend to grant asylum. It would be doubtful if they would take this step, which is going to cost Ecuadorian business dearly, unless they were serious about defying the U.S. So, if Snowden is being kept safe by the Russians, is there any quid pro quo going on? WikiLeaks said on its Twitter feed Wednesday that Snowden is not collaborating with Russia's Federal Security Service, the FSB. That may be true for now, just to keep Snowden free of the espionage charge, but I'm sure the Russians and Chinese would love to know more about U.S. spying capabilities. Now for sealing its reputation as the bully of the world. All of this rise in anti-American feeling indicates a pent-up frustration with U.S. bullying. It's as if the world has long waited for someone to stand up to U.S. economic hegemony, and now they're getting their chance. The U.S. image has been stripped of its democratic pretenses, and part of the dark side of its government operations is open for all to see. Margaret Kimberly, writing in the Black Agenda Report, said it all. Quote, No one likes a bully and no one likes a liar. The United States government is surely both because other nations have no problem openly treating it with the disdain it deserves. The saga of Edward Snowden provides the latest proof of the disrespect that America has brought upon itself. Its tantrums and rants mean little to anyone outside the USA bubble. Russian President Vladimir Putin made all their points moot when he announced that Snowden will not be turned over. The Chinese government was equally dismissive. After Secretary of State John Kerry issued public warnings of negative consequences to U.S.-China relations, Chinese government spokeswoman Hua Chunying also got in her digs and reminded the United States that Snowden revealed evidence of American espionage directed at China. Quote, I'd like to advise these people to hold up a mirror, reflect, and take care of their own situation first, end quote, she said. It is striking that both China and Russia allowed Snowden to travel despite the government's very public request to prevent him from doing so. Both countries were quite happy to give America a very public comeuppance. It isn't actually very surprising considering the belligerence with which our government has behaved. In 2011, the United States connived and got both China and Russia to agree to a no-fly zone in Libya, only to turn the measure into a license to overthrow Gaddafi and have him killed. Both countries were made to look like fools, but like all bullies, the United States hopes that they won't mind getting fooled twice and will go along with a similar scenario in Syria or any other place on earth where America chooses to act like a gangster nation. End quote. Former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury Paul Craig Roberts tells how bad the U.S. is looking because of their bullying
and their
hatred.
We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Well, Dr. Stan and Kirsten, what the Joel Skousen is writing this week is that our government is doing terrible things. It's lying. It is certainly spying on other governments throughout the world and people throughout the world. And Joel is very critical of the government. People have to understand this is not our government. Our government has been taken over by a subversive element, and you've heard me discuss it many times. It's certainly not by coincidence that although there are only 87 people in the Trilateral Commission, every president and or vice president from 77 up to 2009 came from the membership roles of the organization, as did 6 of the 8 World Bank presidents, 9 of the, I should say, 8 of the 10 U.S. World Trade Representatives, 7 of the Secretaries of State, and 9 of the Secretaries of Defense. And when Barack Obama came in, he picked 11 of the 87 members of the Trilateral Commission, North American chapter, as his key people in his government, and of course the National Security Advisor, always comes from this little group, and of course they make it of the wealthiest people in the world. Our government's been taken over by a subversive element that controls the media and controls the military and controls banking. There are only 6 major banks that control 60% of all the financial deposits in this country, and 6 major corporations that control 90% of the media. We've been taken over, and you need to help us get the information out. So when Joel is critical, he's not critical of the America you and I love, but of the subversive element that's taken over control of our government and is spying on everyone because they fear the people. They fear the information will get out, and they fear people will understand that these people's loyalty is not to America, but to the globalist dream of a one-world government and the destruction of Christianity and the New World Religion. Go right ahead, Andrew. Before you go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your dad, subscribe to World Affairs Brief, and, of course, get your dad's books.
Great. Thank you very much, Dr. Stan. The best way is to log on to worldaffairsbrief.com. That's one word with an S on affairs, worldaffairsbrief.com. And there they can find an easy large button that says subscribe, and they can log in, create an account, and pay the modest fee for the year subscription to the World Affairs Brief. And there they can also find a link to our other website, joelskousen.com, which has a listing of all of the books that my dad has out. Principally among those is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, which is our bestseller and is designed to help people see the threats that are coming and how best to relocate in the U.S. or in North America to best mitigate those threats and find the closest thing to a safe haven that's possible out there. Once you get there, you might want to look into one of his other two books. The Secure Home is a 700-page, very complete book about everything about how to outfit the house for security, for alternate energy, and for all of the other aspects of architectural design or remodeling that you would need to prepare your retreat. If you are just looking for a single room in an existing house, you should get the High Security Shelter, How to Implement a Multi-Purpose Safe Room in the Home. And this is our newest updated book. It has everything for a small-scale edition of a earthquake-proof, hurricane-proof, almost bomb-proof room that you can set up as a safe room, and it will help you and secure you in the event of a crisis. And all of those books are also available through you at Radio Liberty, right, Dr. Stan?
By calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We think the books are important. Ladies and gentlemen, we encourage you to begin making your preparations now, because, of course, I believe that there is going to be a major cataclysmic event. How soon, I don't know, but I can tell you that, we're moving towards a climax, and there are going to be terrible consequences. And it may well be that only the people who are prepared will survive. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, Ed Snowden is not the only whistleblower about the NSA activities. As we've pointed out so far, he's been the only one who has actually come up with top secret documents that he has revealed that have come from the NSA, thus bolstering his case considerably. But the NSA, as you pointed out just recently, Dr. Stan, is part of the dark side of the government that works to gather dirt on lots of people. One of the NSA whistleblowers has revealed that the NSA uses their spying powers to collect dirt on a lot of people in order to control them. But they also prefer to use predictable yes-men, Joel says. They resort to blackmail and death threats only when necessary, but people like John Kerry are useful because they are willing accomplices. Natural News posted this relative to the recent revelations of another NSA whistleblower who verified the NSA uses its surveillance for blackmail. Quote, Russ Tice, a Bush-era NSA analyst-turned-whistleblower, has sounded the alarm on the true depth of the NSA surveillance abuses. In an interview on the Boiling Frogs podcast, Tice stated, They went after, and I know this because I had my hands literally on the paperwork for these sorts of things, they went after high-ranking military officers. They went after members of Congress, both Senate and the House, especially those on the intelligence committees and on the armed services committees, and some of the judicial. They went after lawyers and law firms, all kinds of, heaps of lawyers and law firms. They went after judges. One of the judges is now sitting on the Supreme Court, that I had his wiretap information in my hand. Two are former FISA court judges. They went after State Department officials. They went after people in the executive service that were part of the White House, their own people, end quote. Naively, Natural News comes to the erroneous conclusion with all this that we must now assume the NSA is in charge, not elected representatives. Rodney Stitch, after cataloging all of the black operations of the government during the 1980s, came to a similar and erroneous conclusion that the CIA runs the government. But in reality, neither the NSA nor the CIA control the government. They play essential roles in the dark side of government. The hierarchy of the globalists controls the dark sides of both of these, which are so essential to the secret surveillance mechanisms and covert operations, which give them the ability to protect the shadow government and thus control others. But the NSA and CIA get their actual control and direction from above, and we don't mean the president. The president is almost always a puppet of the larger controllers, and his handler is usually the National Security Advisor, as we pointed out in previous briefs. Paul Craig Roberts concludes with this, quote, The world is enjoying Washington's humiliation at the hands of Hong Kong. A mere city-state gave Washington the bird. In its official statement, Hong Kong shifted the focus from Snowden to his message and asked the U.S. government to explain its illegal hacking of Hong Kong's information systems. China's state newspaper, The People's Daily, wrote, The United States has gone from a model of human rights to an eavesdropper on personal privacy, a manipulator of the centralized power over the international internet, and the mad invader of other countries' networks. The world will remember Edward Snowden. It was his
fearlessness
that tore
off his mask. Hold the thought, Andrew. We'll be back in a moment here to wrap up the program.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great, safe spring and upcoming summer.
Well, Dr. Stan, and the picture that Andrew is painting this morning is not a very pleasant one, but it's a very real one. A subversive element to seize control of our government. Why doesn't Congress do something? Why members are afraid they'll end up like Chip Tatum. And if you haven't heard my interview with Chip Tatum before he was tortured to death, it's in the 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins. This is the real world you live in today, but behind this are powerful spiritual forces, and you either are going to do something or you become part of the problem, because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Please go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, our final point with this story about the NSA is that the NSA scandal has boosted the U.S. reputation as the bully of the world, has accelerated the probability of a nuclear World War III by handing to Russia and China a major propaganda victory that will allow them to someday justify their planned attack on the West. It has long been my dad's theory that the main reason for U.S. intervention around the world under the guise of democracy is to antagonize the world so as to facilitate a war against the quote-unquote evil empire. Joel says, while I do not believe Snowden is a plant doing their bidding, the negative fallout from this scandal has certainly, if not unwittingly, accelerated the globalist plan to demonize our own nation and lay us open for a future attack. Doug McElway of FoxNews.com writes, the spy scandal has put a major chill on people's willingness to talk about government misdeeds. And it was exacerbated this week by an Obama executive order threatening federal workers with an insider threat detection system. Quote, amid the furor in Washington over government leaks and media exposés, a little-known executive order signed by President Obama in October of 2011 could fuel the paranoia. It requires government agencies to implement an insider threat detection and prevention program, in effect ordering all government employees, regardless of security clearances or the sensitivity of their work, to police fellow workers as potential security threats and report the suspicious behaviors to superiors. End quote. Worse, the order applies to all government agencies, even those with no involvement in national security matters. So from now on, everyone in Washington is expected to report any other worker's behavior that might indicate a willingness to betray the government, even by expressing critical views. Now that's the big chill. Continuing with the Fox News quote, the Obama administration's crackdown on leaks has already had a chilling effect on the flow of news. In an appearance at the National Press Club last week, Associated Press boss Gary Pruitt said, some of our longtime trusted sources have become nervous and anxious about talking to us, even on stories that aren't about national security. Pruitt, whose organization's phone records were seized by the Department of Justice in a leak probe, added, government employees that we once checked in with regularly will no longer speak to us by phone. Zaid said a larger problem is that most government agencies have no place where workers with legitimate grievances can go within the organization without fear of being branded a malcontent, or worse, a potential national security threat. End quote. As part of all of this, let's look at a little bit of background on Booz Allen. Thomas Paine, writing for the Activist Post, points out how the firm of Booz Allen Hamilton, which formerly employed Edward Snowden before he became a whistleblower, this firm has a long pedigree with the dark side of government. Quote, lost in the Edward Snowden debate is a critical look at his former employer, the company doing the spying on Americans in the first place, Booz Allen Hamilton. Booz Allen Hamilton is a government contractor with 99% of its revenue coming from the U.S. government. Not only does it receive money from the NSA, but also from the U.S. Army, U.S. Navy, U.S. Air Force, U.S. Marine Corps, Department of Defense, Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, and the IRS. In addition, Booz Allen is heavily connected to the CIA. Among the individuals involved in running the company, we have James Clapper, current director of national intelligence, head of NSA, the man who lied to Congress about the fact that NSA is actively spying on Americans, is a former executive. Mike McConnell, a current executive of the company, had Clapper's job during George W. Bush's administration. Keep it in the family, eh? He worked for Booz Allen before Bush, then worked for Bush, then back to Booz Allen after Bush. James Woolsey, former CIA director, current executive. Melissa Hathaway, former executive, also worked for McConnell during the Bush administration. Ian Brzezinski, former executive, the son of Zbigniew Brzezinski, co-founder of the Trilateral Commission with David Rockefeller, central figure in the New World Order crowd and mastermind of Operation Cyclone. Dov Zakim, part of the Neocon Project for a New American Century. He is co-author of Rebuilding America's Defenses, in which he is credited with the infamous line, "Some catastrophic and catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor." He goes to work for Booz Allen in 2004, end quote. Joel says, the worst part is that Booz Allen Hamilton is owned by the Carlyle Group. The CEO of the Carlyle Group is Frank Carlucci. Mr. Carlucci was deputy director of the CIA during the Carter administration and former national security advisor and secretary of defense. Donald Rumsfeld is a Carlucci protege. He is or has been with the Project for a New American Century and a member of the board of trustees for the RAND Corporation, a CIA front that develops policies for the military-industrial complex and then carries those out. Well, Dr. Stan, do you have anything to add about the Carlyle Group or Booz Allen Hamilton? I'm sure you've run across
nothing. I think you've done an excellent job. It is simply part of what I call the invisible government. It is one of their agencies, and they, of course, dominate everything. These people working behind the scenes make mockery of our electoral process, certainly our electronic voting machines. Can give the election to anybody they want to. There were thousands of voting irregularities last November when Barack Obama became president. And, of course, instead of talking about that after the election, we were talking about General Petraeus and his illicit sexual affair. Are they able to manipulate the minds of the American people, focus our attention on things they want us to focus on, and totally ignore the important issues, such as the fact that we don't elect our representatives. They're selected by the ruling elite. Go right ahead.
That's right, Dr. Stan. How much time do we have left, Dr. Stan?
Oh, about 10 seconds.
All right. Let me just run through the stories here that are in the rest of the brief.
I'm afraid we're not going to get a chance to.
Is the economy on the edge of
weeks? God bless.
Well,
thanks very much, Andrew. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. telephone, 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
Well, I'm here, and it's a very, very dangerous time, a very dangerous period. We have the most wonderful country. We've lived the most utopian life. But tragically, a sinister group has seized control of our government. How can I make that statement? Well, I suggest you get, we have second-hand copies of Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies, written in 1979, where on page 280 he tells about David Rockefeller's group, the Trilateral Commission. Their goal is to seize control of the economic and political control of the world by first seizing control of the political government of the United States. By first seizing control of the political government of the United States. Barry Goldwater, 1979, you need to get the book. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, have they really done it? Well, you need to get David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, read page 405, where he talks about the secret cabal that he's part and parcel of, who want to create a new global and political system throughout the world. Get the book, read it. He will tell you how people criticize them, but how would they have raised the living standards throughout the world? They've raised living standards throughout the world. They're changing the world. Isn't that wonderful? Well, the book Memoirs, it's also available through Radio Liberty. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then you need to get my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, will give you a good overview of what's going on today. And again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And this wonderful utopian world we've been living is coming to an end because God brings judgment on nations that turn against Him. And America has turned against God. Certainly the Supreme Court decision, which now, of course, has legalized gay marriage, and certainly understand these people know exactly what they're doing. And basically, of course, there is an intent to destroy the Christian foundation of America, to destroy the morality of our nation. They've done a wonderful job, and now they're using the economic and political power of the United States to bring about this one world government, to spy on everybody, to consolidate power, and I will tell you, God is not going to allow it. It's how He's going to intervene, I don't know. I'm very concerned. There will be either a solar flare or electromagnetic attack on America, and the country that you and I know and have loved will cease to exist. If you want to understand the danger of an EMP attack, the fact that Congress has repeatedly voted to try to do something and has been effectively blocked, that certainly within instantaneously, the world we live in, if it was deprived of electricity, would cease to exist. You need to get our four tape set and our DVD on the threat of an EMP attack. You get either one or both. We recommend you do it and start making your preparations. You can get the four CD set or the DVD by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And remember, of course, when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation, and I tremble for my country. When I reflect that God is just, and His justice will not sleep forever, so you need to get the information. You need to tell others. You need to help us get the information out. Could we take America back? Of course, because if there were enough people who cared, you care. What are you going to do? Well, until tomorrow, I guess, until Monday at the same time, Dr. Stan, I am, and may the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to